from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, and all my star bakers out there, it's a time, get ready, get set to bake. Bakers, are you ready? You may be confused already, and then if you are, though there's some bakers out there that I know are giggling too, they bake it at 420 degrees, but you know, it, whatever it is, wherever you, you know, hopefully I'm creating a cozy, perfect temperature. You say, well, I don't prefer it. So oven set. And I say, yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to make it warm at all. Don't worry. I'm going to keep it cool or warm, however you like it, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, Brody, before we get moving forward here, I just want to let you know, Sleep With Me is designed to be as safe a place I can make it to put you to sleep and take your mind off of stuff. But if you need more help, there's links to organizations you could connect with right now in our show notes. And if you're in a place where you're getting the rest and you want to be a part of positive change, if you want to support the Black members of our community and say Black Lives Matter with your actions, there's links to organizations you could connect with in our show notes as well. And you can always find our sponsors that enable us to bring you this podcast free twice a week in your show notes. All that stuff you say, even if you're not, you're in bed right now, you say, when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow with that coffee pot, you say, sleepwithmepodcast.com. All right, thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What would what it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which which one is going to fit you and your body. You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, one part of the podcast. I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, and I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. Let the sponsors know about it. Let me know about it. And you know, most of our sponsors are direct response. So the reason why this is so important is that means that they base their sponsorship on you hearing it and people that can benefit from the products purchasing their products or services. So it really is like the listeners that support the sponsors that enable us to have the sponsors to keep the show free. So I really appreciate it. So I wanted to thank Zach and Shelby, who both supported Daily Harvest. You know, we're going gluten-free at my house, and Daily Harvest is a gigantic part of that that has made it so much easier. And then I want to thank Bernardo, Sammy, and Jody, who supported Apollo, got those Apollo bands. Man, I've been keeping an eye on my HRV, and I really feel like Apollo is really helps me generate a sense of well-being. Helps me get some sleep. So again, I want to thank Zach, Shelby, Bernardo, Sammy, and Jody, who supported the show. I couldn't do it without you. So that's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. If you support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it so I can thank you here. Second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. So if you need extra support right now, there's organizations you can connect with right now in our show notes. It's about supporting the members of our community, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Asian Lives Matter with our actions. And there's going to be organizations you can connect with to empower you to take action or to learn more right now. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support, and that's if you go to NAPAWF.org, that is the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum. And as a father of an AAPI woman, is an organization, you know, just like learn more. Go over there, learn more. You can donate to their national chapter. You can donate to their chapter in Georgia. You could sign their petition. You can take action now. That's NAPAWF.org. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Well, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we slow down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed. decided to turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, or can, you know, whatever it is. So stuff that could be on your mind that you're thinking about, like past, present, or future. It could be anything you're experiencing emotionally coming up for you, or feeling physically, or it could just be some change or just some situation. Just like the Fresh Prince once said, I think this is before he was just a fresh, you know, he was just a Fresh Prince of, I think he was just a, who wasn't just a Fresh Prince, of course. But wasn't he the Fresh Prince of Philly? I'm pretty sure my brother lives in Philly. And then he became, then he was on a TV show called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I wonder, here's a question, honest question. Did Will Smith ever live in Bel-Air? I mean, he could have, for sure. Or not. I mean, you'd say, well, that'd be, that's an interesting thing. Or was it a contractual requirement? Because a young Will Smith, you'd say, okay, as part of my contract, if I'm you, the studio or the production company, yeah, you, like, it's not part of my compensation. It's part of the research budget. What if that could be something I could pitch? That would be the kind of misguided idea I'd come up with. I say, well, I'd like to live in Bel Air for free. So, like, what if we remake, like, I'm thinking about writing a sleep, I mean, this would, there's no budget for this, obviously, but one day in the future when sleep podcasts rule supreme, I'll say, yeah, well, I need a budget. Yeah, well, oh, you're interested? Okay, my latest project's called, well, first of all, you have to have a budget to get the IP for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Then I need to do research, probably for a few years. A swimming pool, this is going to be like definitely like with a swimming pool and water features and water slides too. So don't think you could get tricky on this. But yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to be in Bel Air. Oh, Bel Air, Wisconsin. They say, like, that would be the one where they'd get me. I'd say, oh, Bel Air, Wisconsin. Well, let me check it, because I'd say, well, it's still paid for, right? And it has the pool and the water features. Well, I'll still check it out. Is that anywhere near the, like, the Dells? Because this could be a win-win situation. Oh, sorry, if you're listening to this podcast, holy mackerel, I went off went off topic right on time and early. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of that. What am I proposing to do is to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Like I said, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic and obviously, I mean, you already saw that. Give me meander, you know, but you say, wait a second, did any of that even make any sense? Except for the part a lot of you are wondering, and some of you maybe even Googling, because you're listening, like you say, well, did Will Smith ever live in Bel Air? Hopefully, no, there's no answer. And I say that because I say, well, you know, Will Smith deserves his privacy, at least, I mean, maybe if it was like 20, you say, oh yeah, 25 years ago, Will Smith did live in Bel Air. Or maybe he had an office there, or like one of his companies has an office there. I think I drove, I'm trying to think the last time I drove, I guess I didn't run near Bel Air. Maybe I did. No, I guess I just drove through it. Maybe I didn't though. Anyway, so whatever you're, okay. So if you're new, holy moly, are you in for, you're already in for a treat. You're already in the treat part of the show. But if you're new, I just want to acknowledge a couple of things. This podcast is very different and it can elicit strong feelings or just feelings in general. And that's natural when you first start listening to the show. And it is kind of a thing you kind of breathe into, and you say, okay, you might be feeling a long line of spectrums of what is this? When does the story start? When is this guy going to get to the point? Where's the British Bake Off? I'd say great question, because I don't think it's in Bel Air, but I haven't Googled that yet. I wonder about that house, and there was a steeple I saw in this episode. And like I would love to go and check out the stream and the creeks and the wildlife, and I'd like to frolic there. But yeah, so you could be having feelings of that. You say, what is this voice? Creepy doll, but tones? No, it's creaky dulcet tones, like a door. But yeah, and you say, what are you mumbling? You're stumbling over your words. They say, yes, I am. You're right about that as well. And this is very different. And most regular listeners say, yeah, give it two or three tries. It takes two or three tries to realize a couple things around the podcast. One, you only kind of listen to it, or you barely listen to it, or it's kind of like background noise, like that you're kind of aware of. It's a great podcast in the sense you don't need to listen to it, but you could listen to it. And it's that ability to could listen that gives you that's what takes two or three tries to say, oh, I could listen to this. I could actually pay attention, but I don't need to. And even when I pay attention, it kind of goes around in circles a little bit. And so it's a little bit hard to follow. So you don't need to listen to it. Also, strangely enough, this podcast doesn't really put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bra, if you're in this, you know, in a surfing based area, SBC, surfing based community. Or you're in that movie about whatever it was called. I think there's two versions of it too. Breaks off the point or whatever. I break off. I can't get to the point. Point Break. They could be the Scooter story. He goes, he can't make a point. He breaks away from the Point Breakaway would be my version. Wonder if we could get Will Smith for that. Probably not. Maybe in the background. That's Will Smith there looking out at me talking into the, what was the movie? Well, the first 40 minutes, he was just talking to the waves, I think. That was the part Will Smith's shoulder was in. So if you're new, so those are two things. You don't really need to listen. So I'm more here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff as you fall asleep, to be your companion. That's why the episodes are an hour. You could fall asleep whenever you want. You have plenty of time. And just like I said, you could listen. If you can't sleep, I'm going to be here till the very end to keep you company. So whether you're awake or asleep, I'm here to tell you a story or talk about the Great British Bake Off later. So those are a couple things to know. Other things to know if you're new, if you're a regular listener, hey, what's up? How about that? Let me know about this Will Smith and Bel Air thing. And because I'm sure someone's wondered that before. I can't be the first person. And if Will Smith, he was just the French. I mean, is there a French prince? I mean, I think there are. Is there anyone that calls himself the French prince of Bel Air, Wisconsin? Is there Bel Air, Wisconsin? Of all the states, Bel Air, Wisconsin sounds pretty good. Bel Air, Nebraska. Pretty good, but there's a little bit, it's not quite as, doesn't have the same ring. Bel Air, Montana. It must be the number of syllables in the syllable sounds. So those two, Bel Air, Colorado. Okay, so it's not just syllables, because that Bel Air, Colorado sounds good too. Bel Air, Florida. I don't know. That sounds like it could exist, but I say, well, I don't know. Bel Air, Arizona. It's a little bit too hard because of the double air. Bel Air, Nevada. Bel Air, Nevada. Bel Air, California. That one sounds made up to me. Bel Air, Oregon. Bel Air, Washington. I think Colorado I mean, sorry, I can't actually, Bel Air, Michigan, I can't name every state, Bel Air, New York, Ohio, I can't do every state, but seems like Wisconsin, Montana, Bel Air, Montana, but I'd say Wisconsin and Colorado for now. Okay, where was that? Sorry, right, that was for regular, I think that was, but so if you're new, a couple other things you're going to wonder about or feel strongly about, and again, I'm saying yes to your strong feelings. And hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people have been in that same spot. And some of them, probably 50 to 70% said, oh yeah, this just isn't for me. And they moved on, but maybe they gave it two or three tries too. But then like half of that, whatever, said, oh wow, okay, this really works for me. So that's why I say give it two or three tries. The other things that are different is the structure of the show, which you've probably already noticed because you're so astute, is very, very different. The show starts off with a greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, and in this case, star bakers, because I want you to feel like a star baker, of course, but also just so you know, you're welcome. Then there's business. Like, we bring this podcast out twice a week, it gets downloaded a ton of times. So that's what's able to keep it free and not as part of a service. Then there's the intro. The intro really throws people off because some people think it's just business, but it's really the business of me getting you ready for bedtime and getting you some distance between the day and stuff like that. So it's really just I don't know, every listener listens to the intro a little bit differently. So some people, the 2% of people skip ahead. That's like statistics. Statistically, I'm able to see that it started around 20, 22 minutes. And then the rest of the listeners would just let me know. Some people start listening before they get in bed. Some are in bed. Some are falling asleep. Some are getting ready for bed. Some are doing a nice wind down routine or nice wind down hobby. Something relaxing and chill. So you'll kind of slowly discover how you want to use the podcast. But at first you say, what is this? You're just going on and wondering about Will Smith and then talking about something else. And I say, yeah, it's strange, man. I hear you. If there was ever a quote about the podcast I could attribute to someone named Will Smith, that would probably, yeah, man, that's one strange podcast. Oh, yeah. I mean, that doesn't sound like the famous Will Smith, because I don't think I could do a Will Smith imitation. Here's the situation. I can't do a Will Smith imitation. I could just do a cheap rhyme based on it. But, if you're new, you're saying, when are you going to get to the point? Okay, yeah, no, I realize that. But this is kind of part of the podcast. It's part of the wind down to give you some space. So that's the purpose of the intro, is that it's familiar. For regular listeners, it's familiar, but it's different every time. And for new listeners, it's just like I kind of display my incompetence in some sense, in a positive way, where you say, oh, wait a second, okay, I don't need to listen to this person. But he is mildly okay. He's mildly not bad. And I'd say, you got it now. Then after the intro is business. That's just how podcasting structure works. And that business is just important to regular listeners who rely on the podcast, because that's how we keep it free. And then we'll talk about the Great British Baking Show or the Great British Bake Off, wherever you are watching it. And we'll cover that. Then there'll be some thank you. So that's the structure of the show. I think those are the rules around the show. I mean, not really rules, but ways you could use it. What else do you need to know? I mean, I guess the only other things you really need to know are, why I make the show. One, I make the show because you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm actually wagging my finger in a positive way, because you do. You deserve a place where you could get some rest. I really want you to, even if you can't believe it right now, or you say, oh, that's trite, man. You'd say, there goes the imaginary Will Smith again that talks like that in my mind. That's the, and I say, well, you know, you might not believe it, but I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I think that you getting a good night's sleep and on a regular basis or, you know, occasional basis, whatever, however it works out, no pressure to get a good night's sleep. But like, that means you could live your life, you know, you're a little bit in a better place, and your life will be fuller and the world will be fuller. It's one of those strange microscopic world improvements in the world. If this podcast can help you. Now, it doesn't work for everybody. Like I said, the other reason I make this show, and this is coming at you straight out of my life, is because I know how it feels. So last night, I had a trouble on all those things, trouble getting to sleep. I followed my wind down routine. I don't think I had any caffeine after 12. And I was reading a couple different books, and I was reading my fiction and enjoying it and getting, I felt like I was getting more and more tired. Then I just couldn't get to sleep. Then when I finally did get to sleep, I had some, whatever you call it, pseudo insomnia or whatever, where it just wasn't having restful sleep. And then I woke up about 4:40, which is kind of the worst time to wake up, because if it was a little bit earlier, yeah, I might have had. And I said, but I've been doing the show long enough. I said, just stay calm. This is not great. Just stay calm. You know how it is. Your listeners are out there. Someone's right. You're not alone, because it's probably other people tossing and turning. And this is something I learned from making the show. And it doesn't always work for me even, but I, you know, my mind wants to run with stuff. And I took a few minutes to say, okay, let's just see if we can get comfortable. No, I don't know what it is, temperature, whatever. And part of me said, I'm up. What? And I said, okay, well, let's read. Well, let's read for a little while and see how that goes. And let's just stay calm. Like, even if we can't get back to sleep, that wouldn't be great for our day. But let's just stay calm and see how that goes. Or be nice to ourselves, even though this isn't great. Maybe we, like, I don't know. And eventually, I was able to get some more sleep, and so that was good. And but I know how it feels. That's my main thing, is I've been there, and I know all those places you can go at that time, or well, the other times when you can't get to sleep, how frustrating that can be, or lonely, or when you're just not like you kept. At first, I kept just waking back up, and I said, "What do you say?" And then I had, like I said, "Oh man," so. You deserve a good night's sleep. I've been there. So if I can help at all, I'd be honored. Now, like I said, it doesn't work for everybody, but please give it a few tries just for you. It really doesn't benefit me unless the podcast, like, helps you. Like, so me encouraging you to give it a few tries, like, is just because so many people have said that. And I mean, a lot of people, even there's like a subset of people that say, give a few tries, and you might be in this place. You're like, maybe you already stopped listening, like where you had a really strong reaction. You loathed the podcast or whatever. It's okay. Everybody has their own taste. And then you're like, I'm never listening to that again. I can't believe my aunt recommended that. And then 1 or 2 years later, you might find your way back to the show. That happens a lot. And then people say, oh, well, now I have fresh ears, or I'm in a different place. Wow, I really like this podcast. Now, that's not everybody's trail. But I just want to give you the range of possibilities with also it being okay not to like the show. Now, you don't like it. What's not always okay is when you have strong feelings, that's okay. But, you know, like there is a website, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. For you to check out other podcasts and stuff, you don't necessarily, like, it's not, like, I guess I'm saying, hey, this is just a thing. It's not about you or me. It's just a thing. Either it works or it doesn't. Having strong feelings about it's okay. Just remember, you want to be empowered when you take your next steps, when you say, well, I just won't listen to that podcast anymore. I'll check out Miette or Sleepy or Get Sleepy or Sleep Whispers or Katie's Women's Meditation Network or Shell's Meditation Podcast. So whatever it is, like, I guess my main thing is give it a few tries and I hope I can help, because it would be my honor, because of what I already said. I really appreciate you coming by and checking this show out. I appreciate you giving me your time. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring you this show twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody. It's Spice Week here. Collection 6 or season series, I don't know. Episode 5. This is our 6th episode, but let's start with the opening. You know, on mute, it's Sandy and Noel walking on grass. They're talking about bakers left are 9, but we had 9 last week. Well, one of the bakers was Terry, was under the weather, so we're back up to 9. We had 8 last week, but so they're just talking about math. Then we're going to take out 2 because no one went home this week, so they're going to go from 9 to 7. Are we clear? Yes. And that one's a little bit more of a slow comedy, or just like, oh, you know what? I really like Noel and Sandy and like watching them think and talk it out. So let's see. There's a sequence of the lots of math, maths. Sticky Signature, Stress City. Karen says, crack on, crack on. So we have that part. And then here's the Talking Heads. Barbell. Oh, Terry has a barbell mustache. Oh, the camera goes through the gates. Then everyone's walking in. Manon's talking about Spice and French. Kim Joy's excited. Terry said, last week I was not well at all, but it's a lovely feeling to be back. And I could stay or go on merit. Ruby's thinking. Karen says, oh boy, the odds are high. Brian, he says, if she's a cat, she's down to 4 lives or less, maybe 3. We'll see how these 3 challenges go, chuckles. So for their signature challenge today, they have to make a ginger cake. Any form of ginger you could choose, fresh, dried, stem, or syrup, which I don't know what stem is. It comes in a jar, dominant flavor, and a suitable size for a family tea time. Noel says, I didn't know that. I don't know that. I don't. On your mark, get set, bake. So then Peru loves ginger cake, a balance of heat, spice, flavor, and warmth, Paul says. And you want something fudgy, a sticky cake. Oh, if you want that, stem ginger would be good. She goes, don't use fresh ginger because if it stays in the oven for too long, it loses its flavor. Paul says, what about lime and a lemon would go well with it? A lot of molasses, I think, being poured. I'm not sure. There's tinned molasses, maybe. And again, here in the, like, I guess I see, I don't know if it's this episode or another one where they're using tinned ghee. And I said, I'd like to find some tinned ghee because that's good for all situations. I mean, depending on its, like, stability. And then tinned, I don't know, I guess I don't use molasses very much. So I don't know if I need tinned molasses. So let's see, Brian, you can't. Oh, we got stem ginger was a question mark. With lime or lemon, I put a question mark. So Brian is doing a honey apricot bee. Sandy burns Paul on this one. Let me go back. Paul goes, oh, is there any ginger going to be in there in the apricot? And Bruce says, she's got ginger in the cake, Paul. Aren't you listening? Let's see, no ginger in the apricot. Oh, have I missed a trick here? Good luck, Briony. So, I guess I missed the burn there. But, you know, Sandy's one, huh? Maybe it doesn't come, the comedy doesn't come through as, oh, wait, maybe there's the laugh. Okay, apricot, honey, ginger. In a particular honey, bee honey, honey from bees. Does Paul say what particular honey? Let me see. It's really hard on mute to pick up these jokes. So, honey from bees. Oh, Paul says it's a honey from bees. Sandy says, there's nothing you don't know, huh, Paul? So I managed to grind down, that joke, like stemmed ginger. Okay, nothing. Yeah, mixes. You got to mix up your fats, sugars, and syrups for this one. Gooiness, Manon says. Dan is making a trickle. Golden syrup, a batter. Let's see, a lemon Swiss meringue in freezer. I don't know. Let me see. Let's see right now. Dan's stirring up. Oh, yeah. He's trying to melt the butter in there in his trickle golden thingamajig. Treacle? You say treacle. I say trickle. Milk, milk, milk. You forgot his milk. Sticky, heavy ginger cakes my mom used to make. Oh, yeah. His is a ginger and lemon drip cake. It looks really good. Swiss, I may not to, but to change the subject and make this about me, but one day I'll make a buttercream and a meringue. This week I made a sour, what is that? Not sour cream, cream cheese icing from scratch. But I guess when you say scratch, it's just cream cheese, confectioner, sugar, and what else? Vanilla. Something else goes in there. I don't remember what. Oh, butter, yeah. So, okay. Cake, lemon, Swiss meringue, ginger chopper, crystallized ginger, dried ginger, chopped stemmed ginger. Rahul is making a surprised sweet ginger. Oh, his mom was surprised. This is interesting. She says, why would people have ginger in a cake? In India, we usually use ginger for savory things, you know, curries and things. So he's making a bonfire night caramel ginger cake, cinder toffee. Or something. He says, I remember our first bonfire night. And they said, did you like it? He goes, yeah, I didn't think it would work, but it did. He goes, because it's also like a balanced sweet. He goes, normally I'm used to eating super sweet or very sweet. Then they say, Rahul is not the only one using. You can see Karen's also doing a bonfire night ginger cake. Updating. Cinder toffee, crystallized ginger. She goes, warm everybody up. There's brandy and the cream cheese frosting. Speaking of cream cheese frosting, thanks. And then Noel says, well, Prue likes to carry brandy in a hip flask. So she goes, he goes, my job to top it off. Big job, eh? They're all laughing. And then they show Ruby's using some rum in her cake batter. And she's like, this tastes good. Why bother baking if you can't make it boozy? I'd say hers is a Jamaican me crazy ginger cake. Booze balanced with triple hit of ginger. So she's using stem ground and ginger syrup from the stem. So stem ginger seems to be some sort of ginger that's preserved in a syrup, which would be very good for cooking or baking, especially desserts. Learning curve. Oh, this is Rahul. Friends, Karen, big deal as a kid. Ruby. Manon's using fresh ginger and an Italian meringue buttercream ginger cake. No ginger cake or lemon curd in France, she says. So these are both new to me. And then Paul says, have you practiced it? She goes, a bit. He goes, you haven't. She goes, I'm improvising. She goes, I had to work last. You know, work was busy. Kim Joy or Dan, somebody's having a liquid, over liquid. And they say, yeah, it's tough to know how long to bake these things. So it's called the cake batter sequence, high liquid content. Cake that's delicious, 165 for 50 minutes. That's what Brian's putting hers in that. Karen has no milk in hers. Claggy and dense, as somebody says, or that's one of the risks. I like that word claggy though. Then Dan's a hot mess. He has his batter split. He's got cheese in his eye, a cheese in his cake batter. Noel says, I can't help you. I don't even know what you're talking about. But he goes, yeah, there's like curds. Dan's like, I don't know anything that happened. Milk got too warm, I'd say. Noel's making jokes. He's got like a kind of a fern, or yeah, I guess like a fern frond type shirt, fern fronds. Rahul's making his buttercream. Dan's trying to figure stuff out. He's a little, oh no. Randy Alexander cream cheese frosting. That's what Karen's working on. Jam. So he ends up throwing his batter out after he puts his hands on his head, stresses, I'm going to start over, back to zero. I don't have a choice. Terry's singing. Let's see if we can catch that. Pinch pear and ginger cake. Batter on, butter on top, batter on top. I don't know. Nolan Sandy do a shark puppet at 10:21. Oh, Dan says, curse of Star Baker. Sandy says, okay. Oh, take good care of me. This is Terry's lyrics. I don't want your love anymore. Oh, that's all he's saying. But he's a good singer. I really like Terry. An upside down cake. My handwriting was correct. Batter on top. So I guess the upside down cake, I never knew this. It's baked upside down so that the top is on the bottom and then you flip it when it comes out. Here's one thing I recognize about the, and do yourself a favor and pause it at, what time is this at? Oh, 46:50 left. But, so there used to be this cartoon or animated program when I was a kid called The Jetsons, which I think was repeats from an earlier time. I don't even think it was made when I was a kid, which you probably still watch somewhere. It was a sitcom, an animated sitcom. But, and it was very similar to a lot of the ones at that time. So I think they were all based on the Honeymooners, maybe. This is just my guess. Because they all featured an exasperated, overworked male figure. And this one, the boss of the male figure, George Jetson, I think. Meet George Jetson. Yeah, he had a boy, Elroy, and a daughter, Judy. And Jane, his wife, and then you'd go dot dot dot. His boss, who I don't remember his name, probably Cogsley Cogsworth, I think was his name, or Mr. Cogsworth, because George worked in a cogs factory, which competed with like a widgets factory. This is all very thematic back in the day. The paradigm has shifted quite a bit, but then you're saying thematically. There's still some of the same themes. But anyway, the boss's favorite cake was a pineapple upside down cake. And it wasn't an ongoing gimmick, but it was just something that would come up every once. I don't know if they had seasons, but every once in a while, the boss would end up with a pineapple upside down cake on his head. And that show really glamorized pineapple upside down cake in a way that I never had it. I was always curious about it, but not so curious that I was like, I got to eat it either. But I said, well, that guy clearly likes pineapple upside down cake, and it sounds like a hassle. I don't know. I guess because I had fruitcake once, the idea of fruit on a cake for me, even though fruitcake is nothing like any of this, it kind of got me, I said, well, I don't ever need to have pineapple upside down cake, though maybe one day I'll make it now. But so then Noel's playing with a shark puppet as a time check, and Sandy's just watching him, and it's very comedic. So it's around 10 minutes in the episode, and she sighs and then turns and says, Baker's halfway through. Dan's still stressed. Sandy has this beautiful cherry shirt on. Noel's still running the comedy like, hey, that didn't get in the shot, did it? But her face is really good. She's good at quiet comedy. Everyone's faces, Dan, stress, so much to do. Manon smelled the ginger. Okie dokie. Tic-tac, as she says. I don't know if that's French. Moisture, as the moisture increases, your baking time increases. There's a little factoid from you. If that wasn't enough to worry about, pears poaching is your first alliterative moment that I noticed. Kim Joy has a gingerbread house on tap. She's making some caramel pears. Oh, there's the pears poaching. Making biscuits. She's not just baking cakes. She's making a gingerbread house. She really likes miniature things. Crystallized ginger sponge. The house is going to be on top of the cake with a salted caramel cream cheese frosting. She says, being home makes me think being at home, pears in the background, like trees. She's so like pleasant and happy. and herself. I love Kim Joy. I mean, there's so many likable people on this season. John's also making a gingerbread family with his kids and some trees. Not to throw, cakes out of the oven. John's kids, oh wait, there's something, I said check the dialogue. Tiny balls, have a cup of tea. Oh yeah, John's also thinking of home. He's making his kids, Hannah, Lucy, James, Emily. Noel says, are you sure that's me? Oh, hello, Hannah. Oh, I dropped her on her side. He says, there's one thing I don't know about children. Don't drop them on their side. He just even gingerbread children. So, yeah, he's going on a ginger sponge. Lemon glitter balls he's making. And a touch of bling. Agave solution to create his tiny lemon balls. Jelly that melts in your mouth. He goes, I hope they go right because there's so many things and I don't want to be one of the two people going out. He has a like holiday Hawaiian shirt on, like with reindeer. I think it's Santa, but in a like a beach style. Okay, then we have, John drinks a cup of tea. Then everything starts coming out of the oven. Terry burns himself. He says, ow. Let's see. No time to thoroughly cool. Tiny house. Sad's house. Wonky, really hot. Sandy's house. Noel says, is that Sandy's house? Well, she's talking about Kim Joy's tiny house. 10 minutes. Terry says, this is a disaster. Time is up. Final touches. I give up. We get a very sad Terry. They do say, we believe in you. Time to get started. Then, like, as they say, time is up, of course, that's when the big final music comes. Put it at the end of your workstations. John is wobbling his cake. Dan's cake, a proper drip. So then we go to the judging. They say, John, concise color. That's a nice alliteration. They also say claggy. They say these Goldie balls are good. The flavor with the Goldie balls is so good. Karen's, they say, Karen, this is quite hard. Oh, Karen, too much, too boozy. She says, thank you for your appraisal of that. And Ruby, they say the drizzle looks great, delicious, but it ain't no ginger cake. Oh, John's doing a wobble dance to Dan's cake. Rahul says something very pleasing. I got to see what that is. It looks it's too lovely to look at. He gets a handshake. Paul says, you're a hell of a baker. And he says, it's quite annoying. You're really too good. And he says, I'm sorry. I figure out what that first word is. Something very pleasing. Bryony, she's wearing a bee pin. They say, it looks good, but it's dry and not gingery. They put sweaty or sweetie. But T-Y, so maybe she said, am I sweaty? I don't know. Then Terry says, Jesus, this looks a mess. Interesting texture, very gluey. Then Kim Joy looks fantastic. This is the most beautiful, nice warmth. She gets a handshake. Jesus is so impressive. Oh, she says she has sweaty hands, she got a handshake. Very pleasing to look at. Lovely. This is Rahul back. Lovely and gingery. Good texture. So I don't know what the A word was. I could bonfire night caramel ginger cake. Looks amazing. I guess that was the A. Looks amazing. Okay, that was the first word. Okay, then Dan's drip cake is a leaning tower of ginger. More and more confused, a pity. And then Manon. I put but it's my spelling of Manon. Very elegant, rich color. I get the ginger and the lemon, the soft sponge, one of the best. She gets a handshake from Prue. And a Pat. I got a Prue Pat, she says. So then they do the talking heads. Everyone's happy for Man and Kim Joy. Everyone happy. John, Rahul. Dan drinks a soda, I think. I said, is Dan drinking soda or just a coffee in a clear glass? Or then we see a bee and a flower. And that's time for our next challenge. Tech challenge is choice, mystery is any. Paul, any advice? Delicate baking, that's it. And they get sent out, and they say, well, where are they going? They say, they're going to play Fortnite. And she says, Sandy says, what's Fortnite? Let me see what they say here, because it's coming up. Paul set the challenge. Any advice? You do a good job. Delicate baking. That's it. That's it. So you two lovelies leave the tent. Noel says, yeah, they're playing Fortnite. What's Fortnite? Online fun time game. Bruce the better, way better at it than Paul. Okay, two batches of six mamoul, which some people, it's a delicious ancient pastry from the Middle East. One batch with walnuts shaped with a mold, and the other batch with a date paste and pinched with mamoul tongs. And they say, there you go. No one's really familiar with this pastry, but it does sound good. Okay, two batches of six. One and a half, I don't know. They say, okay, what is this? One and a half mamoul. Like mamoul, but mamoul. Eaten at the end. Oh, it's usually eaten at the end of Ramadan. It's pretty punchy in flavor. It's a celebration of, this is when Paul and Pearl talk. It's like a celebration of the end of the fast. You have mastic, which is like a little bit like anise, and malab, which is inside the cherry kernel if you grind it down. And it also has a very potent flavor, quite like almonds and cherries at once, Bruce says. Those two spices go into the pastry. But the tricky part, Paul says, is you want to define the pastry, have a definition. So don't overhandle it. Yeah, mastic, dough making, mastic talking, ghee, very crumbly. Date filling, guessing game, quarter teaspoon. There's no quantities. You want a softness, not a firecracker. Walnuts, hello, someone says. Funny flavor. There's some alliteration. It will be fine. Then their 1 hour left announcement comes. That's when we see, this is when we see the tinned ghee. Or I guess in the U.S. you'd say ghee in a can. Very crumbly, interesting, I mean awful. Don't handle it for too long. Terry's having a lot of trouble. He says, I can't get this at all. Karen, wrong thing, wrong mold. So Karen actually mixed up because they had, you're supposed to make this one in this mold and that one with the tongs. So I think the date paste with the tongs, the pinched together one. But she says, boy, it's too late now. And I think Ruby says, crack on, Karen. Mamoul tongs, and Noel says, then he does this tiny robot. He goes, oh, they're like tiny robot arms. Malab filling is only half the story. There, Karen says, walnuts, hello. A half hour left, very good, quick. More like a biscuit, not too long. They're trying to figure out the baking time. The problem is that this particular pastry doesn't really change colors. Let's see. Don't know what I'm looking for. Cherries start to melt. So his pastries are melting in the oven. And Terry's like, I guess you kind of really feel for him. At least me and my daughter have throughout the series. But like you like him. You're cheering him on. He's definitely the definition of an underdog. Probably shares some genes with me. So let's see, everybody's trying to assemble theirs right now. They don't look any different when they're cooked. Karen says, this is a disaster. And they say 1 minute. She says, that's it. They say 1 minute remaining. Correct. Terry says, what a mess. There's some dusting sequence of people dusting the tops of their things. Then Karen says, oh dear, Karen, time is up. Rubbish, Terry says. And then they say, beautifully baked, ball and crew. That's what they're looking for. So then they do the kind of judging. They go with John first. His is a split. Baking's okay. Potent. It's too potent, the flavors. Slightly deflated. Too strong. Overbaked. So not great. Briny flat, but I like it. It's a little bit too much, so something, I don't know. Terry, they say this one has serious problems. No definition. So that didn't go well. Mannins, they say delicious. Something, let me see, I'll see when it comes up. Rahul, good definition, well-baked, flavors pretty good. When they go to Karen's, they say overbaked and dry. Kim Joy, neat flavors, good definition. John, they say uniform, buttery, and something else. Ruby, they say nice definition, very good. And the finals end up being Karen in ninth, Terry in eighth, John in seventh, Briny in sixth, Manon in fifth, Kim Joy in fourth, Rahul in third, Dan in second, and Ruby in first. Also, Ruby has a blue Band-Aid on, which I've seen on other people's fingers before. It must be when they, obviously when they needed one, but I said, oh, they choose blue. And let's see, they do the talking heads. Dan says happy days. John's not happy. Terry says this is a Terry says it's a disaster. Karen says something. We'll come back to that. We're going to run through it on live here. I mean, what? I don't know who says that. Dan says, I made mamuli. Okay, so everybody brings their things up. Paul and Peru are looking for beautifully baked pastries. There's our alliteration. Balance of spices, six and six. But they don't know who's made what, though they probably can guess. So they start with John's. The walnuts have split. You see the filling. But the bake's okay. But yeah, his is too potent. Too potent? Yeah. All right, let's just taste the date. Slightly deflated mamuls. They don't taste the dates. The spice is too strong. Overboard, that was the word I was looking for. Now we're at briny. Not much decoration, more of a flat biscuit. Okay. I like the pastry, though. Bitterness, is that a bit too much, a bit too bitter? Terry, serious problems, they say. Poor Terry. Fall into pieces, got too high, oil came out. No definition. That's a poor pastry. Bruce has nice flavor. Man, and no decoration. Low on the filling, but delicious. Rahul looks good. Ridges, well baked. Floral hint from the rose water, pretty good. Karen, she mixed it up, wrong shapes, overbaked, dry, quite dry, very dry. Kim Joy, neat, they say. She iced all of them. You're only meant to ice the walnut ones. Pastries and flavors are good. Potent, not so potent, and then fairly uniform. This is Dan's. Buttery pastry, love that filling, almost toffee like. So Dan's happy, and then Ruby, nice definition, a little, you can see the flour. Pastry's good, very good filling, And now we rank them. So we know the rankings. Yeah, then we do the talking heads. Let's see. Those are always good. I mean, oh, Ruby's the one. She says, little old me, I won. She's just really a good person, TV personality for sure. She goes, me? What? And then Dan says, geez, it's happy days because that signature didn't go well. So now I'm back in the middle. John says, not happy about that. I tried to go for it and it didn't work out. Terry says, well, that was a disaster. Everything felt right till it went in the oven. Karen says, I'm going to have a corking great showstopper tomorrow to come back. Then we go back. We have to march back on the next day. One Spice Week challenge remains. They face a challenge in the tent like no other. Prue's under the weather today, and they say, well, it's probably the spices didn't bother you. Paul's got a constitution of a rhino, he says. So it's going to be Paul solo judging. Raul Mannin and Kim Joy are in front. Ruby's up there, too. Karen and Terry are in a precarious position. Briny maybe, too. Dan and John are in the middle, but they can't afford a bad day today. And they said, geez, you're handsome. But Paul, holy moly. And they have a laugh. So Prue's under the weather. So they have to make a spice biscuit chandelier in 4 hours. A spice, you heard it right, a breathtakingly beautiful, deliciously fragrant, edible spiced biscuit sculpture that can be hung as a centerpiece. Flavor and type of biscuits up to you. 4 hours, get set, bake. So they start with the start, where they say, we got to build this thing from the top down. It's all about the spice biscuit. Do not overbake it or underbake it. We're looking for perfection. Everybody's spicing right now. Karen, let's see. She's doing some mixing as Paul's talking. This is a slightly unusual way to do it. I think I see some turmeric, cardamom, cinnamon, nutmeg, warmth from the spice. You want it to be robust. Could collapse. If you under or overbake it, it's not going to hold its thing. Could be making 50, 60, 100 biscuits. It's all about consistency and perfection, obviously, Paul says. So Karen says, good morning. They say, okay, what are you up to, Karen? She says, well, I'm licorice and cardamom because I'm doing my Pontefract girls' school reunion biscuits. If we were having a reunion, we'd hang it. And that's where we've grown licorice. And I went to a school there. Our uniform was brown. We were called the Brown Liquor Girls. So that's funny. And they say, because of licorice? And she goes, yeah, Paul, but real funny. She goes, so we're tipping back. Then they do another fraught mixing sequence. Oh boy, get to hang these things. Don't overdo it. Funnily enough, Ruby says, John's shirt, marshmallows, 21st. Oh, it's John's daughter's 21st birthday. He's putting marshmallow in there. It is Santa. Not only is Santa Claus in a swimsuit, he's, what do you call that, water surfing? No, water skiing. So he's making a chandelier for Emily's 21st birthday. And there's nothing kids love more on their 21st birthday than their dad making them a cookie chandelier. Actually, most cool kids, I think, would like that. And I think about it. I just had to shut my cynic down with the truth. Now, Dan's making these for Constance's birthday. Kaleidoscope butterfly. What is this called? Chandelier. Royal apple icing and cinnamon. And Paul's doubtful that it'll have enough apple. Because he's just putting the apple in the icing and it's hanging. Dan actually talks back to Paul. I like that. He goes, this is a ridiculous challenge. And Dan goes, have you ever looked up a biscuit chandelier on the internet? And Paul goes, why? And he goes, because there's nothing there, dude. He goes, you just made this up to be, you know, aggro. Kim Joy, oh, I mean, this one, holy, is this the one? I think this is the one where Kim Joy just, it's like off the charts. She's making the spiced ice Christmas chandelier. Festive with icing. It's worth watching the episode just to see her work. She's making 28 hanging biscuits, which she really wants to put in a lot of decorations. Manon's also doing a Christmas party. Hers is Great Gatsby. She's doing Art Deco, which also turns out like phenomenal looking. Tonka Bean is even going in there. I do not have the patience and the accuracy or whatever that these bakers have. Yeah, she talks about what she's learned from using tonka bean before. Terry's, his dough's wet already. It's like he's throwing the biggest Christmas party he can, 12 days of Christmas. Paul goes, you're going to make, okay, 12, 11, 10, 9, circling down. He goes, that's a lot of biscuits, 78 characters. He goes, yeah, I got to get to work. He's using two different flavors of biscuits, cinnamon, clove, and pepper, and then allspice and vanilla. And he has plans to decorate all 78. And they say, Terry, rein it in, man. And he goes, well, I'm making my maids of milking. So I'm on number 8, down to maids of milking. Then they do an overhead shot of the tent. Paul's reading the Liverpool English Dictionary. Or not Paul, I'm sorry, Noel. And he's saying, without Prue here, I have to do some Liverpoolian to learn to speak Paul. Narky, is that right? State of irritation. And then they say 1 hour left. Everybody's putting stuff in the oven and popping up. Terry's talking about how some of his are already burnt. Then the structures are starting to get assembled. They say, okay, you can put it on plastic, but the whole plastic has to be wrapped totally. Like the plastic has to be wrapped in biscuit. Let's see, if it weren't complicated enough planning all the structures, dangly bits, plastic covered in biscuits, plastic covered in bishops. Okay, they're going to Ruby, but I'm not there yet. The TV got ahead of me, so thin, no love, everyone's hanging stuff. Ruby's making a peacock chandelier. It's supposed to be sandwich biscuits with a ganache, and they say, well, it's pretty warm. And she goes, I think it'll be fine. I left it at my place hanging overnight, and it worked out. And they say, was it for cold in your place? And she goes, yeah, Bryony's making a turmeric latte chandelier, which is perfect. That's like what you're supposed to drink at bedtime. I mean, without coffee, but like that's what like it's one of those drinks, golden milk, I think they call it. And they said, just when we thought it couldn't get any weirder, Paul even has this blank look on his face, and her hands are turning very yellow from the turmeric. Rahul, he's working on a whole plan, heading east, Sandy says, Durga Puja party. He goes, this is a mother goddess. It's a cardamom. From a Hindu festival. It's going to have all these different shaped biscuits. How many biscuits? 150. They say, what? He goes, yeah, I know. And Paul says, 150 biscuits. And he says, yeah, I'm going to try my best and see how far I can get. Then they do another exterior shot. And then Sandy's having like a tart, or she has a tray of tarts that are unrelated to the competition. And Noel pretends he's dressed as Prue. And she says, so you're halfway through. And everyone's trying to see. Terry says, time's evaporating. out of the oven sequence and a cooling sequence. Briny's biscuits have a weird crack. Ruby's glasses are fogged up, and somebody says, I've lost count. She's lost count of how many biscuits, but it's like, cool. Her glasses are fogged. Then there's a decorating sequence. Dan's using synthetic apple, synthetic assistance. Kim Joy is doing some amazing piping. Three exclamation points. Wet on wet technique Dan's using on his icing. Briny's got a little psychedelic thing going. Noel is testing Raul something. We'll see. Let's see. We're watching. Right now we're doing the Dan's wet on wet technique, which really is beautiful. It's like very feathery. He's using a fan. Terry's behind, of course. 21 biscuits still to make. He hasn't decorated yet. Psychedelic disco. That's what Briny's are looking like. Paul's staring at Terry. Terry says, don't worry, Paul. It's going to look better. Oh, yes. So Noel's eating Raul's biscuits and saying, huh, these are pretty good. I don't even know what cardamom is. Okay, so then where we go back... Karen takes something out of her oven and she loses something and breaks. Terry's burnt his biscuits. There's half an hour left. Showtime. So then we do the assembly, which is terrifying, trying to hang these biscuits. And there's music and stress as everyone's running around, putting stuff together, saying showtime. Ribbons, rope. Everyone even has a little stand set up at their thing. A terrifying task. There's some alliteration. Assembling the delicate chandeliers, making sure all of it hangs equally. And Kim Joy's making her icicles. Fishing. Some people are using ribbons. Some people are using fishing line. I said, wow, even that would be hard. Raul's biscuits are a little soft, he says. Karen says, oh boy, this is some pressure here. And keep going. John's biscuits break. He's stressed. Ganache let me down, Ruby says. 5 minutes. Tight on time. Terry's turtle dove loses its... My turtle dove has a crick in its neck. Then they say, I don't know who says it. I think Sandy says, "Will, like with John's, it's not going well." She says, "Will a little girl's dreams turn into a grown man's nightmare?" Ruby gives up on sandwiching. 7 maids left. Assembly. Time is up. Step away. Ruby looks at Raul. She goes, you are so annoyingly good. Then we go outside. We see ducks. Then it's a judgment time. Manon, they say, looks amazing. Manon. Sorry, Manon. All the same shade, the checkerboard. Then they say, wow, this checkerboard technique, which one did you use? But then her checkerboards start falling. They say, not much spice, Paul says, but very impressive. Dan's butterflies for Constance, kaleidoscope, pattern is exquisite. The taste, no cinnamon, it tastes synthetic. Let's see. Then they go to Ruby's, who they say beautifully baked. Let's see. Something else, though. Something delicate. Let me see. He says peacock chandelier. She goes, yeah, I didn't get the sandwiches. Just like you said. He takes a bite. He goes, yeah, cardamom is delicious. Beautifully baked biscuit. So triple alliteration. Rahul, great sugar work, beautiful. Time was against you, though, so you couldn't get it finished, but the flavor melts in your mouth, the butter and the biscuits, colors are good. I mean, the piping, even. He says it's a bit messy in places, but I mean, holy cow, 150 biscuits. He's always so intense, man. Cardamom melts in your mouth. Biscuit butter in the biscuits is beautiful with a little bit of blossom. So that's a lot of bees. Karens, they say, looks chunky. There's something weird in there. Flavor. Yeah, there's a Karen giving makes a joke. Let's see. Tastes it. Karen opens her eyes. Oh, the licorice and cardamom together tastes like ginger. But maybe you need a pure licorice. Bryony's, he says, curious texture. Getting a little clove, the turmeric, it's unusual. So then Kim Joy, exquisite piping in detail. Clever, good spices, classic warmth, gorgeous, well thought through. I mean, like hers, like it's almost like a painting, some of her piping work, on these like almost like Christmas ornament type things of like these winter scenes. Terry, did you finish it? Some are burnt, quite bland. And they say, well, your idea was good, but you took on too much. Then they say, John, yours is a bit, messy. It's buttery, delicate, as far as flavor, something, I guess I got to read it because I can't read my handwriting. Apologies, but, just a fact of the thing. Yeah, took on far too much cherry. Here's John's. Bit messy, needs finishing off, he splits his with the marshmallow, tastes it. Paul's focusing. Cinnamon is the king here. It's really like a shortbread. It's such a delicate, buttery biscuit. If I was blindfolded, oh, it would have been fantastic. And they say, cheers, thanks, John. Then we see stress faces, two people who are leaving. Then they have Terry comment on Paul. Before they announce it, or is this after they announce it? This is like, yeah, first they do the tease up. Yeah, it'll be a big jump going from 9 to 7. Bryony says, I think I'm okay. Terry says, Paul's a diplomatic gentleman. Very kind, actually. John says I could do better. Hopefully I did enough with my flavors to get me through. Karen says, she says, I'm going home. Of course, no doubt about it. Then we see the ducks in the river creek. They go, okay, who's going to be? Oh, then there's the table talk. Yeah, I miss having Prue here. They say, just miss a tea talk. Who's first? Rahul, Kim Joy? You want us to help? Paul goes, yeah, no, I don't want any help. Then we have the bakers in a row. They say, well done. This is a fragrant success. Star Baker's Kim Joy. As they say, then they go, yeah, there's two people leaving, Karen and Terry, and there's sad music. There's tears. There's hugs. And there's really, like, let's get to the talking heads because it's actually beautiful. Like, both Terry and Karen, I really wanted to hug them. Really like a grounded emotional moment to close episode. Karen says, yeah, I've had a crazy few weeks here. And, she goes, outside of having your family, like, this is a big personal achievement. You know, I don't think anything other than my family's going to top this. And Terry's trying to keep it together, but once he's alone, he's, you know, he says, she's like, this is just something. He goes, yeah, I said I wouldn't get upset. And he's just got these like beautiful eyes. So he says, geez, he goes, when you're on your own, because he just talks about loss. He gives everybody a big hug. He goes, I don't know. He tells his personal story and he goes, that like this really helped him. This gave him something to focus on. And he says how much he's going to miss everybody. I met some lovely people. I'm sure we'll keep in touch for a long time. And he goes, this has been a big help for me. A big help. And he goes, I'll remember for a long time. And yeah, then we get more hugging, goodbye. And Terry says, I won't stop baking. I'll look for more adventurous projects in a bigger time frame. And Karen says, no baking for a bit. I'm going to take a break. Everybody compliments Kim Joy. She's happy. She's got a cupcake pin on and another pin I can't quite see. Oh, book maybe? And she goes, this was, I didn't think it would be this week. It was Spice Week, but she goes, it makes me feel like I've learned things and it's nice, but then I feel like pressure's on for me next week, so I'm going to have to practice a lot. And it closes out. And I guess there isn't a post-credits sequence like I imagined or I accidentally saw, but that's the end of Spice Week. Good night. I don't want to thank everybody that became a patron in the last couple weeks. Mary, Kate, and Gina, thank you. Thanks. And, you know, Lauren, Hildy, and Crossy, thank you. Thanks. And, you know, Rain, Amy, and Danelle, thank you. Thanks. And, you know, Yolanda, Dahlia, and Angela, thank you. Thanks. And, you know, Rob, Alex, and Lily. Thank you, and good night. M, Jolene, and Kelly, thank you, and good night. Susan, Alyssa, and Yana, thank you, and good night. Cohen, Miss, and Emily, thank you, and good night. Emma, Kate, and Jaina, thank you, and good night. Laura, Alice, and Jay, thank you, and good night. Rebecca, Zachary, and Carol, thank you, and good night. Skylar, KJ, and Sandy with an I, thank you, and good night. Murray, and Olivia, and Jen, thank you, and good night. Stephanie, M, and Dominique, thank you, and good night. Sasha, Lindsay, and Trisha, thanks, and good night. Lexual, Kendra, and Elena, thank you, and good night. Brian, Albin, and Shannon, thank you, and good night. David, Connie, and Stephanie, thank you, and good night. Belle, Richard, and Julianne, thank you, and good night. Libby, Adam, Michael, and Blake, thank you, thanks for supporting the show. Sleeping really exists. The one or two out of every 100 people who support the show, either on Patreon or support the sponsors. And, that's all we need is just that one or two people to be able to bring this podcast free on a regular basis. And you can, what was my next thing? I can't even remember now. Oh, and it's free to spread the word. So that's another great way to help the show for free. It's just to let people know about the podcast or podcasting in general. Show them how to use their podcast apps, whether it's in person or online. Even if it's not about Sleep With Me, you could just say, here's a podcast app. Here's what you do. Here's how you subscribe. It's free. And there's all this amazing stuff to listen to. It's a huge help for the show. Even if somebody doesn't even listen to Sleep With Me, believe it or not, because if they need it and it'll work for them, eventually they'll find their way here. Thanks so much and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Beauty Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2. Almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, yeah, like that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, yeah, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like... this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support@supercast.com. And good night.